Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some stores were completely closed in the storms. Others took a big hit because customers were snowed in. Lost business amounts to an average of $10 million a day, according to the Massachusetts Retailers Association. But, as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, a few businesses are cashing in.
People like Ross Coleman are the reason why many stores have been closing early or altogether during heavy snow days.
I haven't gone really nowhere. No parking, nowhere. Scared you might get stuck in the snow, so I've been staying home.
Not all the time, though. Coleman's at the Ace Hardware City store in Jamaica Plain buying snow shovels.
My first one broke, so I had to pick up another one, so I'm picking up two just in case.
Assistant manager Lionel Wilson says people like Coleman are making this a great week.
Oh, yeah, we're doing great. We're selling a lot of sleds. We're selling a lot of rock salt and ice melter and shovels and roof rakes, just anything that has to do with the snow. It's just flying off the shelf.
It's more than seeing dollars in snowflakes. Wilson says it's really about being there for your customers when they need you. He's been going to great lengths to keep the store stocked for loyal customers.
I have snowblowers coming from El Paso, Texas. I have ice melter coming from Minnesota. Wherever I can get it from, I have it delivered. Sometimes it affects the price, but it's worth it if nobody else has it.
Another place a few doors down on Center Street has also found a way to differentiate. When other places closed, same old place stayed open. Caleb Hillel is a supervisor at the pizza joint.
Tough for the customers with a lot of the slippiness outside, if that's even a word.
Same old place is trying to turn that slippiness into stickiness. New customers who will come back again. Hillel says during the storms, many people tried the restaurant for the first time.
We actually had to shut down some of the internet delivery service and stagger our deliveries because we had more than we can handle.
It's an opportunity for sure.
Over in Cambridge at 1369 Coffee House, manager Evan Fox has been seeing plenty of new faces coming in with everyone out of their routine. Even so, Fox misses the line out the door in the morning.
We're here. We're having a good time. You know, it's definitely better than having an empty store every day.
While Fox is making the most of it, he and other retailers hope their stores won't have to go without their regular business for much longer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.